from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Browns were a 2.5-point favorite, and they got demolished by the Cowboys. Dak Prescott found out about his contract right before the game. And
played like a man who just had $80 million transferred immediately into a savings account.
And it was a stark contrast between him and the other quarterback, who was just horrendous in the game. I mean, just absolutely awful.
There were people putting up passing charts, and I looked at the one through one half, his like successful. It honestly looked like one of the bad picket charts we would obsess over last year. I don't think Watson completed a single pass that went more than like 4 yards from the line of scrimmage. Every time he tried to throw downfield, it was either incomplete or I think worse. I'm watching cut-ups today of like the film guys and like the real legitimate experts just saying like, this is atrocious. If you were Amari Cooper on this play, for example, you'd be furious.
They're talking on TV already today. The biggest quarterback analyst in America, your Dan Orlovsky's, Chris Sims, these guys are talking about going to Jameis Winston after one game. Well, yeah, I would, but not just because I have a soft spot.
Actually, that would be bad for the Steelers because I think he's so much better than him.
That's a good point. I do have a soft spot for Jameis, and I absolutely think he would be better. Just what a sunk cost admission that you would go to Winston when they still have Watson for 2 more years. And the cap hit on Watson is almost $73 million per year over the next 2 years. And now, in the last hour, Mike Florio, our buddy from Pro Football Talk, who joins us on Wednesday, saying that there's a new lawsuit against Watson. And it's another alleged incident of sexual nature. This is from October 2020. A woman is now saying that she was sexually assaulted. And there was battery that took place. They were on a date together. And she says these things happened. Now, no criminal charges, but you know, this guy's situation keeps getting worse and worse. He's totally lost it on the field. And he can't put his off-field exploits completely behind him either. And by the way, Baker Mayfield threw 4 touchdown passes for the Buccaneers yesterday. Do we have the reaction from our friends in Cleveland to that, Donnie? Do we have how their show sounded this morning on The Fan, Ken Carmen? Our first caller, I think, was in a very jovial mood because the Steelers are 1-0, even though they didn't score a touchdown yesterday and still won.
A win is a win, baby, especially on the road. What about
And so it's a good, it helps, I think, appreciate a win more when you might not have been perfect, you weren't. You get the job done against a team that's picked to win their division. It's not like Atlanta's some doormat franchise that is expected to go 5-12 or something like that this year. And then you have the Browns, who were supposed to play a close game yesterday. And they were worse than Brady. Brady's broadcasting performance was bad. Somehow Deshaun Watson's play at quarterback was worse, where his QBR is now the lowest in the NFL with only one game left, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers or Brock Purdy are going to be worse than Deshaun Watson. Do we have that audio now, Donnie? Here is the first caller into the Fan in Cleveland this morning.
216-474-0092. You ready to go to the phones?
Sure.
All right. Dave in Macedonia, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
There's some, two numbers. You'll figure them out. 42.9, 144.
What is all this?
Watson's quarterback rating, Mayfield's quarterback rating.
Oh, Christ. I can't do this for one more second. That's enough. The first call out of the box, we're going to do this. The very first call out of the box, we're going to do this. I know what his quarterback rating was. I know that he was good. Guys, I'm not doing it right out of the damn box. Can I have a little bit of time before we do this? Can I have a little bit of time? That he ain't coming home. He ain't coming back. Only to play us. That's it. He had a great day down there. Congratulations on all his success. I can't undo the trade. I can't undo it. You ready to go to another one?
It doesn't feel like, hey, it's 0-1 and the Bengals have lost their first game badly and gone to Super Bowls. It just did not have that feel there. Chris, I got to be honest with you.
I love that caller because my mom being from there, I know a lot of people like that are friends of my mom growing up, like family friends up there. I've heard that guy, Dave in Macedonia.
You know him?
No. That's like your median Cleveland sports fan, right? Like a Pittsburgh fan would be like, you know, they got to wash their hands of this guy. I've just heard that accent and that resignation in the voice and that depression so many times that it just felt like a nice warm blanket, like I'm going to visit my mom's family.
I think we are, as fans, we're conditioned to always think we're better than the Browns because we usually are better than them. And so merely clearing the bar of the Steelers are going to be better than the Browns this year is not something that I always take a great amount of solace in or a great amount of pride in because that's just the way it's supposed to be. I don't think St. Louis Cardinals fans take a victory lap 99% finished in the NL Central standings out of the Pirates. Okay, so even though there's a, quote, rivalry there because we're so close to them, and yes, they did beat us in a playoff game recently, it's not like it just always gives me a zest for life when we're better than the Browns. But when the Browns have high expectations and fail to live up to them, and they do something that is so boneheaded, it's one thing to chase off Baker Mayfield. There were reasons to do that. But when you sell your soul to the football devil that is Deshaun Watson and all of the heinous allegations and all the horrible things that came with him, and then you give him a contract unlike any other in NFL history where all the money is guaranteed.
And piss off every other owner in the process.
And piss off a big chunk of your fans who actually have some kind of moral fiber or backbone who are like, ugh, geez, I know we are a franchise that has always been in this desert looking for a quarterback ever since Bernie Kosar was cut by Bill Belichick. But good Lord, we have to go to this extreme length to do so?
Well, I think most fan bases, like when there's a player like that available, I think one of the distinctions you would draw is Michael Vick got a contract with the Eagles. He did his time in prison. Usually if you're a player who gets that like that next chance, you've got to sort of prove it on a cheap deal. A guy had more allegations in number than pretty much any player we've seen in terms of that kind of alleged, you know, misconduct. And they rewarded him with the biggest contract in league history.
Yeah.
Like that part of it, now, I think it's glossed over. Like it isn't, there was no, hey, Deshaun, you have to tuck your tail between your legs and prove that you're a good guy and a good player. Here, we're rewarding you for
now,
this.
Now, apparently he could, because of the wide swathing policy that is the personal conduct policy, the NFL could do their own investigation on this incident from 4 years ago, deem that there's credibility to it, and give Deshaun Watson another suspension, which, as you just pointed out, Chris, I mean, that might not be the best thing for the Steelers because it's likely that the backup quarterback there is better than him. There is now this strange element to this, this loophole, it appears in Deshaun Watson's contract where there is this character clause that they made him put in there because of everything that went on with the massage parlors in Houston. And some people who are looking at this think if there is veracity to this story that the Browns could actually just entirely get out of the contract with Deshaun Watson. Imagine doing radio there where your fans are saying, we actually hope that this horrible thing happened because it allows for our football team to get better and get out of this albatross contract. You absolutely know that there are people who are thinking that and most likely saying those things there right now.
Well, you act like those people wouldn't just be nearly 100% of Browns fans at this point.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's
Let's hope this disgusting thing happened because now we can move on from this horrendous, horrific quarterback.
I read the quick, like the write-up Pro Football Talk did, Mike Florio did over there. I mean, the alleged incident now from October 2020 is like horrific, man. It's really, really bad.
I mean, doesn't it make you feel like, let me just put it this way. You and I both picked the Steelers to go 7-10. I picked them to go 7-10. You picked them to go 8-9. Donnie picked the Steelers to go 9-8 but missed the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Would you feel good about picking the Browns to finish ahead of them right now?
No.
Me neither. Would you, Don?
No.
Me neither. Like,
The only way they would is if they just, this guy got suspended or benched and, like, good Jameis showed up for the rest of the season. Because that good Jameis is a dangerous player. But good Jameis also nullifies the one thing they do well, which is generally play defense. Because he turns, my man had the only 30-30 season in NFL history.
Yep.
I mean, just a legendary run.
Wow.
Can we play that call one more time? Is that too much to ask here? Really everything about it. The caller just doing, you'll figure it out. All of it is glorious.
216-474-0092. You ready to go to the phones?
Sure.
All right. Dave in Macedonia, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Two numbers. You'll figure them out. 42.9, 144.
What is all this?
Watson's quarterback rating, Mayfield's quarterback rating.
Oh, Christ. I can't do this one more second. That's enough. The first call out of the box, we're going to do this. The very first call out of the box, we're going to do this. No. What his quarterback rating was. I know that he was good. Guys, I'm not doing it right out of the damn box. Can I have a little bit of time before we do this? Can I have a little bit of time? That he ain't coming home. He ain't coming back. Only to play us. That's it. He had a great day down there. Congratulations on all his success. I can't undo the trade. I can't undo it.
I actually think that Baker Mayfield would make them a playoff team.
Another one?
I really believe that. I think he'd make them a playoff team. Baker Mayfield with Cooper and Judy, and not that Judy's anything special, but...
I think Baker's matured a lot since all that happened. I will say one thing about that situation.
He's a top 15 quarterback, and Deshaun Watson's not even a top 30
now. No doubt, on both fronts. I always did blame Mayfield a little bit for his own issues there, in the sense that he should have understood, I can be hurt this year, take the rest of the year off to try to actually recuperate, and come back as the starter. He tried to very stupidly play through an injury he had no business playing through. It made him play worse, and it poisoned the well between he and the franchise. So, both parties deserve some blame for it, but the Browns deserve way more. I mean, they just everything.
They can't get out of their own way, Chris. They're one of the worst organizations in professional sports.
You know, if there's, they're worse than the Lions now, and the Lions managed to get out of it.
And we'll see how the Jets do, but there's potential for the Jets to pass them on the rung of horrible franchises this year.
I got to be honest with you. I'm still pretty certain that this is all going to blow up in the Jets' face at some point.
Didn't you pick them to make the playoffs on Thursday?
Yeah.
And win the division?
Yeah, but it wasn't a super confident prediction.
Also breaking news in on the AFC North. Lamar Jackson, not at practice today. And rumblings about maybe him getting injured in the Kansas City game. Everybody was hooting and hollering and raving about his running. Oh, he lost so much weight. Well, maybe that has hurt his ability to take hits.
Can anybody want to give Ole Mulsey any credit there?
Did you say that online or did you say that on the show or both?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.